You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we're here in beautiful Studio Havana. We've got this semi-daytime, semi-nighttime feel to it. You're welcome. Not that I did anything for it. But anyway, if you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, a.k.a. David Zilge. And I'm joined by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, a.k.a. Gene Frankel. This is the second time
Are we doing this weekly? Is this a weekly occurrence? You're going to come up, make up this kind of names and crap?
I don't need to crack myself up with that.
And then you lose it. I don't understand. Where did you get these names from?
Okay. I know. They're very obscure. They're both characters that Will Ferrell did in Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
So David Zilge, he was a character from the Weekend Update where he would come on. He suffered from voice modulation. So he could only talk like this.
That's quite a pull that you have.
It's in my brain. And it's going to be there forever.
I barely remember that sketch.
Nobody thought it was a hit except me, and I love it.
And you're referencing it now, thus creating more confusion. Okay, the other name was what?
Okay, so Gene Frankel, you will know. That's Cowbell.
Got it.
Don't blow it for us, Gene.
Shout out Christopher Walken. Got it.
Yeah, so that one, everybody knows Gene. Well, if I say Cowbell.
He's more Cowbell. Yeah. People know that one.
Yes.
All right, well, you never cease to amaze yourself.
Just me.
Welcome, everyone. Once again, this is a fitness show, in case you haven't really cared. So, what are we doing this week? Please tell me.
Okay.
Please.
So, well, two things. First of all, we're not medical doctors. This isn't medical advice. And gang, have you seen it?
Wow, we're hot off the press.
It came in,
finally. Thank you. Bombay, you learn. Bombay, the male learn, because you got your hat finally.
I did.
So yes, the Bombay your hat. Bombay, you learn. Bombay, we all do everything.
Bombay.
Up for sale.
Yes.
On the website, sleeptimesover.com. Also have the Nevermind shirt. You know, Nevermind Nation.
That's right.
And quite possibly another new shirt coming. I might as well just let the cat out the bag.
Ooh.
You know, we're talking about the cancel culture and all that. You know, there might be a shirt related to the theme of cancel culture. I was thinking about it.
Very, very of the moment.
I'll show this to you after post-production. I'll show you that.
The post-production meeting. Oh, I can't wait.
But yeah. Okay.
Well, this hat, I'm at this point, everybody I care about is annoyed because it's because I can't help but do my whole huh?
Is that what you're doing?
I've been doing it to everybody, and at this point, they would like me to take the hat off, and I never will.
Wow. What a dramatic beginning. I thought this was the end at this point. You're going to not take your hat off.
And scene. No. Right.
Well, once again, fitness. So you're going to, you've annoyed people already with the hat? Because you're just going into your pigeon?
What's up? Yes.
So being your friends, meaning your one, Mrs. Drizzy. Shout out, Mrs. Drizzy. You've annoyed Mrs. Drizzy?
My one friend, yeah.
Is that it?
Summer? No. actually, because I haven't seen her yet in person with the hat on. So
there's other people that you've seen in person that is, wow, unbelievable.
From afar.
You think you know someone.
Okay, but anyway, yes, get your hat. Yeah. What are we doing today?
Yeah, what are we doing?
So continuing on with this theme of like, we talked last week about, you know, going back to the gym if you've been off for a while. Remember we talked about the mask and how important it is, but I thought it would be interesting to discuss, got pretty windy for all of a sudden. That's why, if you're wondering why I'm doing this,
I thought you were flirting with me or something.
I'm not like petting myself.
Yeah, like is that what women do?
Yeah. You know, yeah, no, that's not.
Making me nervous.
Okay, so what are some unspoken rules of the gym if you are going to go back and you're not aware? So what I mean by that is like just kind of stuff that
gym etiquette.
Kind of like gym etiquette.
Didn't we do that?
No. We didn't do like...
How are you getting your topics each week? Let's pull a meeting right now.
I think
what are
very
you doing?
Deeply. I do a lot of meditating. I live
is that working for you? Is that working for you too?
I think it is.
Why are we getting these topics? Can we have a... We're doing gym etiquette again.
No, and not... Okay, wait, when did we do gym etiquette?
You tell me. This is your baby.
No, we talked about...
We did gym etiquette of some
sort. We did. We did a little bit of gym etiquette in the freeform show.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one.
How can we forget that one?
So, so that was the one where we did a little bit of gym etiquette. I don't think we did any more in the other episodes.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
But... We're talking gym etiquette.
Is that the sense of today? Well, not like I have five that I wanted to talk about. That's why I have my
little five topics.
Here. No, like five things to keep in mind. See, I have my
Got
notes
it.
Here.
Got
and
it.
Then you can all tell right. me. You can tell me if it's.
I'll tell you something. All right.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
What is the topic? Okay. What are we doing?
So, like, I think hardcore gym goers will know this stuff, but I think part of the reason why it gets a little intimidating for your average gym goer is because they don't necessarily know some of those unwritten rules and stuff like that. Because, you know, okay. if nobody ever told you or if you haven't had the fortune to have a trainer come tell you, well, this is the stuff. That's why I thought it would be kind of interesting. And also to say, like, there's a couple like stories and stuff, and I'm sure you've had of people kind of quote unquote violating some of these rules. And of course, I'm saying that facetiously, right? I'm not saying that you're gonna go to jail if you don't do any of these things. So
do you want me to like reveal like stories or things I've seen in the past in gyms?
I think it would be funny.
You just want me to tell stories?
I mean, I think it would be funny.
And I got a lot of them.
Use these as prompts for that kind of stuff because I'm sure you've seen it. So,
all right. Okay, you ready?
So the first one,
Okay,
the first one, actually, we did talk, is an extension of that topic we had in that freeform episode of using, like, padding equipment, you know, like gloves.
Okay.
Gloves. If you've seen it in the barbell, in the some gyms, if you have a barbell, they have that pad that they place on the...
Okay.
Yeah. So to say, no kitten mints, no panty pads. Okay. So we already know about why we say no kitten mittens. It's actually there's a good reason for it, but also for the pad because, to me, it seems very dangerous to be having this unstable pad on your back if you're trying to do like a heavy back squat.
Okay. So you mentioned kitten mittens and pads.
Panty pads.
Is vagina coming up next?
No,
Are
there's
we
no
dealing
vagina
with a vagina here.
No. Because the vagina is a very tough, dynamic part of the female body.
Whereas
a panty is a very lacy, delicate thing. So that's why I'm saying it's a panty pad, not what it used to be called before.
Got it.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
You gonna brush your hair again? Flirt with me? Right.
Wait, that's how they do it, right? I don't know.
There's only one person to ask, and Drizzy, for the love of God. Email her, all right? I'm sick and tired of this. Let me just make a statement real brief. We talk about panties and vaginas. I'm sick and tired of her with this video of her tumbling over again and again, wanting people to email her. Anybody out there, I implore you, strangers, I don't give a damn who you are at this point.
Email her. I need this validation in my life.
Please, all right? Mrs. Drizzy, get another email. Get another email account. It's really easy to do, gmail.com. And you can make these emails and you send them to... Swayze808 at sleeptimesover.com.
That's right.
Okay, so we're talking stories of the gym. What not to do. Don't wear a pad on your shoulders. Don't wear mittens on your vagina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vagina, yes.
So to piggyback off that, like, what about a weight belt?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think...
Do or do not?
Well... I think people do overuse it, but I use a weight belt if I do like a heavy lift like a deadlift.
All right.
But I don't think you need it when you're walking around. Like I've seen guys, they're always guys older than 50, if you notice.
Well, because they all train with Tommy Kono, because then that's how it works. If you're over 50, I guess now because, you know, we're older, if you're over 60 and you work out in a gym, you're going to reference Tommy Kono somewhere or some other,
that's
or maybe
true.
Like EA Sports or not EA Sports. What's that supplement? EAS.
EAS.
Or Myoplex.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
People over 60, they love Myoplex. They love EAS. They love, what else was back in the day? That protein water, the one that we used to have before, what was it? What's that button that clear comes in the glass bottle?
Oh,
IsoPure.
IsoPure.
They love it. They love it. Bodybuilding.com. They love it.
Bodybuilding.com.
So, yes, the weight belt, the walking around, living their best life.
Yeah.
It's not necessary, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Then the hell with it.
But, yeah, don't do it because it's dangerous. Like, at this point, I think the only people that should be using that pad for the barbells, like, if you're doing, like, the, was it the hip thrust? What is that one called? Where you're on the ground.
And when you're on the ground, you're doing the pelvic thrusting?
The pelvic thrusting.
That's called intercourse. What are you talking about?
Oh, that is, yeah. I mean, the one besides intercourse.
Or the gym?
Intercourse. Yeah, the one, the thrusting you do at the gym.
See, this is the Valentine show all of a sudden.
December 14th. Not December 14th. February 14th. December 14th is Galentine's Day.
Mrs. Drizzy, just please email her, all right, before this show just goes into the purgatory that it's in. All right. So, if we're going to go back to this topic.
Yes, please.
Quote, unquote. Gym etiquette stories.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you a story, okay? Well, let's see where this falls. This was in the club of Honolulu. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
No longer
rest in
there.
Power.
For a string about a year, there was a good string of incidences. Fights. Strange fights, strange behavior in the Honolulu Club.
Really?
I freely can say this now because don't exist anymore. Okay. So this was in 2017 to 2018.
Okay.
Everybody is pissed. I don't know why. I don't know if it's from the 2016 election. I don't know, but here's an example. There's a water fountain on the fifth floor, which is the gym floor of the Honolulu Club.
Mm-hmm.
A senior citizen was drinking water out of the water fountain at the Honolulu Club. A man, another senior citizen, was behind him. And I got to capture this entire thing. So he's waiting for the guy to drink water. All okay. of a sudden, he starts looking like he's antsy. And then he goes, "You're drinking too much water. Hurry up."
Whoa.
And then the guy turns around and he's like, "Why are you telling me that for? I'm drinking more water than I can. I know what I can do." And then he's like, "You're drinking way too much water for yourself." I'm trying to calm the situation because I don't want to just yell this whole thing. But they were all yelling.
Right, right.
"You're
okay.
drinking way too much water than you should. You should get out of here." Then he turns around and says, "F you." Then the other guy says, "F you."
Of course.
They're both going F you back and forth, back and forth. And then after like maybe four or five F yous,
okay,
they stop. They get quiet. And then they turn around. And then they walk away in different direction. Like a cuckoo clock. It was like clockwork.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
Amazing. Amazing. "He's drinking too much water. You're drinking too much water. Cut it out. I can drink as much water as I want." And that preempted a cuckoo clock separation of FUs.
And then it just dissipated.
And that was it. There was no fights, nothing.
No
was it?
Fight, nothing.
This is what old people do.
I guess so, yeah.
Old people for the loss.
Yeah.
I mean, so there was that. If I don't know what you want to fall that story into what tier here. Okay, that's the shit I deal with, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with any of these guys with weight belts and Tommy Kono. I'm dealing with guys drinking too much water at the water fountain.
And yelling at each other about
and
it.
And yelling at each
and
other.
And policing it.
And here's another one. There's a thing that Honolulu Club had that was exclusive to the island of Oahu called the cold plunge.
Oh, yeah. I missed
right?
that thing.
Apparently everyone does because there's no cold plunge on island.
No.
So Parado Power, investments.
Work on that, Blake.
We got the cold plunge in there. The old people, they love it. They have to go in there, run around naked, jump in there, freeze their balls off.
And then do the flip-flop, the hot tub, and then they go into the...
Well, I've never even gone into the locker rooms. I don't know where this is even located. But okay. I heard this through second and third party.
Okay.
Which means it's got to be true. So the two guys in there got into a fight in the cold plunge, literally inside the cold plunge.
No.
The call is coming from inside the cold plunge.
No.
Two naked men fighting. First of all, okay, let's break this down.
Yeah.
How cold is the cold plunge?
What is it?
It's scorchingly cold?
Yeah, it's like...
ludicrously cold?
It's ludicrous speed cold. Yeah, no,
it's cold, right?
20 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit, I think.
Wow, that's good.
I think, yeah.
That was a good
like
guess. They're in there fighting in the 20 degrees, okay? I don't know how long the fight lasted. I don't know what started it. I don't know who grabbed what.
Seriously, there's lots of things flopping around.
Two senior citizens
when
fighting.
They're old, so it is flopping around.
So somebody flopped around and maybe not come back up. All right, so that happened as incident one. So I give you that one. Okay, so people, if I tell somebody that story, people are going to be like, wow, that's insane. I can't believe it. two old men are going to be fighting in the cold plunge.
In the cold plunge.
Well, I can top something. I can top that one.
Oh, jeez.
Man was caught, busted, masturbating in the cold plunge. Now, how? Okay? How? When it's cold, as you said, 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and you have shrinkage.
Exactly.
And then you have senior citizen shrinkage, which is prunage. And then on top of that, how are you going to last in there to do the said masturbation?
And why would you do it? Okay, for those of you who have never been in that area, so like the cold plunge is here. There's a hot tub like right here. And then there's like a sauna and a steam room. Like of all of the areas you could do your sexual deviance, you chose the cold plunge?
Maybe it's the thrill. It's the thrill of the hunt.
Or the challenge?
Thrill seekers? But you gotta.
That's a psychopath that does stuff like that. Like,
once again, if you want to talk stories in the gym, all right? You can talk about your weight belts. You can talk about Myoplex all you want. I'm talking about old men masturbating in the cold plunge, all right? That's the reality of situations. This might have not have gotten Blake to want to get a cold plunge now for fear of masturbation at Parada Power. I understand. But I'm just saying, this is what goes on. This is a true story, all right? Because I heard this from second, third party people, all right?
That's insane.
That's my start to this show.
I don't understand any of that.
Well, I neither do I. And I have to deal with it. And that's what I've had to, you know, that's my life. That was my life.
Like, do you call the police or something like that? I'm serious. Like, what?
911.
It's an emergency.
Can I get an officer down here in Honolulu Club? There's a man doing sexual deviance. With who? With himself.
In the cold plunge.
I mean, and then that's going to take it over the top.
Yeah,
all right,
then the
car 54,
SWAT's
where are you?
Come.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know.
I don't know if the police need to be involved here. Maybe EMS needs to be involved there because the guy's frozen, man.
Yeah,
who knows what happened?
Right. I mean.
And then who knows what sperm does in the freezing? It's like when you put your tongue against the pole, it doesn't come off. So that's the stories I deal with. Okay.
Okay, okay.
So if we want to get into the nuts and bolts.
No pun intended.
Twigs and berries. That's what I see. There's more stories. I'm just throwing them out there.
Is it always guys or is there anything like that for like women?
I haven't encountered women stories.
It's normally
strangely,
a dude, yeah.
Because dudes are stupid.
Yeah.
So and then once they get older, get ready.
That's...
But yeah. Those off the top of the head are the top funniest ones. The water cooler one, the and then the fights slash, not the same guys, but slash man masturbating in the cold plunge.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happy February, everyone. That's
Yay.
All I got. That's...
Valentine's coming up.
And this is the Valentine's show, everyone. Surprise!
Okay. Well, okay.
What else we got
Yeah,
here?
So, like, maybe you have a story about this because...
Yep.
Like one thing that I notice is I guess it's a pet peeve, but it could be dangerous. And if you didn't know this, so like if somebody's lifting, and then there's lots of mirrors everywhere. So if somebody's lifting, and there's like a little space in between the person lifting and the mirror, like I wouldn't, and they're about to lift, like I wouldn't go and walk right in front of them as they're starting to lift.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Does that
I got
make sense?
It. Yes, that makes sense, right.
And so...
I see what you're saying.
Not, and it doesn't necessarily have to be every exercise, but particularly if somebody's got like a barbell and they're going to go do something like a deadlift or a squat or something. And I say that because like I remember, well, at the UH gym, one of the squat racks, for whatever reason, it's the way it's situated, there's a gap between the mirror... And it's right next to the corner, so you turn the corner. So some people think, oh, rather than go all the way around the squat rack, I'll cut the corner and go around.
Oh.
But that means you go right in front of somebody as they're about to lift.
Right.
So why you don't want to do that and why it's rude, well, it's rude to begin, but it's dangerous for the person, is because, like, if they're getting ready to, like, do this PR and they're going to lift, like,
you're
a
just
lot
getting,
of weight.
Get in their space and throw them off.
Yeah, you throw them off. And it's happened to me, actually, where somebody did that and it startled me and I kind of lost my balance a little bit, so...
No, I agree with that one. That's a disrespectful situation that shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be walking in front of anybody doing anything in that gym.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. or like,
or you say excuse me at least, or at least get their attention to be like, I'm coming in yes. front of you right now.
Yeah, coming in hot.
I mean, you would think that would be common sense, but no. But so people, they don't give a shit. So that's why you're gonna see that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, or like the one that I heard happened is this was at the old UH gym before everybody went up to the rec center. It was a deadlift. So the deadlift is the one where you just lift it up off the ground, the barbell, and this little old lady, as the guy was about to start lifting, she stepped over the bar.
And wow.
He pulled it up and she went flying.
Really?
He like knocked himself over. Yeah.
I've never heard of that happen.
Yeah. And I guess it's more to just save, just to be aware, especially of if you see barbells anywhere, to just be more aware, I think, right?
Wow. Because, wait a minute. Let me try and picture this.
Yeah.
So Brada's in the middle of the bar, barbell. Yes. Yeah. Barbell, you got the two plates. Mm-hmm. You have a limited space between his legs and the plates for someone to even remotely think of walking over this bar. So this lady is what? How old is she? Like,
she was this was a while ago.
Old lady?
She was about, no, I would say like 60s. I mean, not super old, like just not aware.
To be that not aware of the spacing, to be able to choose the best route to go, is a space between a leg and a plate.
And to be fair, it was the old gym. If some of you remember, it was very, very, very packed and tight. I should have said that too.
That's
it wasn't
a big factor.
Like the new gym. This was like everybody's.
Okay, that's
like
a factor then.
Up in everybody's grill. So
that's a factor.
Okay. Yeah. So she and Never she just wasn't thinking, and she wanted to, you know, get to wherever she was going, and she just went. She put her foot right over it as he's pulling it. So it was just.
So she flew back then.
From what I remember, it clipped her and she fell back like this, and then which then pulled him back. So they were all on the ground. Like,
right.
Thankfully, nobody got super hurt.
Jesus.
But it was a whole thing. Yeah. It was crazy.
I've never in the history of fitness heard that one.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So just if you see barbells anywhere, I just, that would be my recommendation. Just, you know.
Right. That's the thing too. Open. Because the consensus for gym colors is always gray, black, silver, all kind of neutral colors that kind of get blended into things.
It does.
So you can miss out on the bar literally being right there.
Yeah.
Because of just the color scheme of how things look, right?
Right.
So, yes, it's a dangerous place. We got weights.
Yeah.
We have heavy shit.
Yeah, you know, just be aware.
So please don't walk around and prance around and, you know, be a panty. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought up the mirror, right? Looking from the mirror.
The mirror.
I got a story about the mirror.
Okay.
What's up with guys who go real close to the mirror and put their face on the mirror at gyms?
Oh.
Why do they do that?
Like when they're training? Or just like in between sets?
In between the sets. They'll go real close to the mirror and put their cheek on the mirror or put their nose on the mirror. Men and women.
Oh, I...
Why?
Are they doing... Like, I've seen people do that, like, they no care. So they're like looking, they're like picking their nose, or they're looking at their skin kind of a thing?
Maybe, but then they really can't see and no care because they're putting their skin literally on the mirror.
Like smashing
and they're just doing the mirror like this. What is that going to do?
Oh, that's...
This is what I see, okay?
That's disgusting.
This is what I see. So I just like to say, I've seen this on several occasions, so I would like to throw that out there as a real world topic. Why are you going to go up to the mirror, and this may be you out there, and you're doing this?
If this is you, stop.
Like, why?
Don't.
All right, Mrs. Drizzy, you do this?
Go to therapy.
Does Mr. Drizzy do this?
Talk to somebody. That's.
Anybody at Prada Power? I'm telling you.
At Prada Power.
You sure?
That I've ever seen.
I'm just saying.
Maybe
this is what I see.
Maybe they're so like exhausted that they're like, this nice, cool mirror, I'm just gonna rest my face against it.
Yeah, getting back to psychopaths. No. I'm glad that you tried to come up with an explanation for that. There is none. That's what I see regarding the mirrors. That's what I have seen.
That's several, so strange. Several
occasions.
Times.
Several.
And men and women.
Men and women don't want to touch their face.
Are they young or are they old?
They are young.
Oh, it's a young person's thing.
These are the young ones.
What are you doing, young people?
They're so in love with themselves that they just want to go up to the mirror and
make out with themselves.
Okay. Asexuality.
Therapy.
I'm telling you. All right.
That's fascinating. Okay. It's upsetting.
Rubbish. You're damn right. It's disturbing. It's unnecessary.
My gosh. Oh, and then before I forget, so along with that, be be aware of the barbell. I don't know if you've, if there's some gyms that they have like the platform attached to the squat rack or the power rack.
Okay.
They have that at UH, and they sometimes will have it at other gyms too, I've seen. So that what that means is, in theory, two people could be training kind of relatively close to each other.
Yeah.
So the etiquette normally is you wait for that person to do his or her lift, and then you go.
Right.
I mean, some not everybody does it, but you it's normally nice to wait so that you're not both training at the same time.
Correct.
Just as a
that's
put that
perfectly
out there.
Fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. Any other incidences that you wanted to throw out there?
No, only that one time it gets tricky, like if it's super packed and like there's a group of dudes and it's just you, because what then for me, I start getting anxiety, because what happened was there was a pack of five young dudes. They were in the squat rack and I was in the platform.
Yeah.
And I noticed they started waiting for me, and I'm like, oh man, that means I gotta wait for them. But then that means that I'm waiting for like five dudes. So finally we figured something right. out without having to talk, but we didn't talk to each other. We're just like,
really?
And I jump in. Yeah, we just kind of like settled into a groove, and it was basically now like six people take, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, rotation out of this.
It was really weird. But so you'll have
I
stuff like that.
That. Right.
Don't do what I did and just be like, not talk to the other person. Just say like, hey, you know, I'll
okay,
wait.
Yeah. Okay, this brings up a good one. Okay, so there's always the one that, okay, let's bring up a machine. Let's just really make this a specific example.
Oh, yeah,
let's
yeah,
look
yeah.
at let's look at the lat pull down machine.
Okay. Normally a very popular machine.
Popular machine.
Yeah.
So you have
it's
a said gentleman
like pull down like this.
Correct. Does a set, a guy will come out of nowhere and be like, can jump in with you. Right?
You read my mind. Okay. Yes.
So there's that aspect. So if you're new to the gym and you see that situation, what usually would happen with some rookie is going to be like, oh, yeah, 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 okay, yeah. Because then you're just, you know, they're, first of all, startled that someone's talking to them.
Right.
And then two, they just got to be overly polite because they're startled right now.
Yes.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
So you're letting the guy in, and that's fine. And then, you know, he's, of course, he's going to make the weight heavier than what you were doing.
Of course.
And then he does his thing. And okay, thanks. You have that incident.
Yes.
And then that's a one and done.
One and done.
But then you have the other one that's going to be like, can I work in with you? Meaning the rotation that you're doing.
Yeah.
So then you do a set, then he does a set, and you guys go back and forth like that. And then he's, of course, going to say, is that okay? And, of course, in your startledness, he's going to say, yes.
Sure.
So then you let that go down. And you just got to go with it and just be like, whatevs.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a woman dealing with this guy, sometimes I've seen this where they'll be like, oh no, that you can just take it, and then they go run away into the corner.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And that freaking sucks.
It sucks.
For her.
Yeah.
So
and the guys know that sometimes.
And that's why guys are stupid, because it's an intimidating place already.
It is.
And then let's just make it even more intimidating and more ridiculous and awkward. Especially socially awkward
yeah.
at this gym to do that kind of stuff, and eliminates you trying to get your what the reason why you came there for was to work out. So there's that situation. How do you play with those kind of things? There's going to be some type of social skills you're going to have in this situation. You're in a public place.
Well, like, what would you do then in that situation? I am curious. Like,
if a guy came with option A or option B,
can I work in?
Can I work in?
Yeah, that one's a more complicated
one.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Because you can tolerate the one and done. Like, okay.
Just have the confidence to be like, okay, and then just go with it.
Okay.
Because a lot of people do not have the confidence to do it, and they'll just be like, oh, no, you know, that was my last one when it wasn't.
Yeah,
and they just walk away because they just don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
And that's very sad, and it's a common situation, and it's nothing wrong because it's something, it's a new conversation you're having that you're not used to having. So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
That's the main one. That's the one that you always
that
see a lot of people deal with, is always the, if you're doing machines.
Especially machines.
It's the machine.
Yeah.
Even the squat rack, they'll be like, well, how many sets you get left?
Yeah, because there's only a limited amount of squat
right.
racks. Yeah, that's the one that I notice.
So you're going to have that one that's going to ask you how many sets you have left, guy. And then you tell
I have
them,
been that guy.
You've been a lot of things.
I know I have been a lot of things.
You're going to have that situation come up, and then you're going to, can you be honest and tell them that you have a so-and-so? Or you could be like, oh, no, it's my last one. Just to be like, I'm you're making me scared. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do or not?
Because you have every right to be there. Yeah.
You have every right to be there, exactly. So just stand your ground. Be polite. Be respectful. Hopefully the person talking to you is respectful, too.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully. And that's all you can really do. It's just going to happen. And it's going to happen a lot, and it's going to happen to the most awkward of situation and timing.
Yeah.
And that's really it. That's the etiquette.
I'm glad, because that was exactly what I was going to bring up next. But I mean, like, the one that I notice sometimes, especially because I'm a woman, so unfortunately, if you're a woman, this might happen to you more often than if it's a guy, is I will, you know, they'll be a little more aggressive about, like, how many more sets you have. And then they'll just kind of, like, stare you down a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or, like, they'll be a lot more free about walking all over my space, the platform. Oh. If they're training next, like, if it's a couple guys or a guy next to me.
Really?
They'll just walk right on my platform.
These men?
Yeah. I mean, they're kids. I mean, they're, like, students.
Frick are these guys?
But, and I guess it's not a big deal, but I feel like if I was a big dude, you would not be walking on my platform.
Of course not. They're clearly using their maleness.
So don't be that guy. You know, just respect your space, stay on your space, and all of that stuff.
That's the problem with men in gyms.
Yeah.
That's the problem with men screwing up the gym environment, because you have these guys, about 80% of them don't work out regularly.
No.
They just go in there once a month or once a year, thinking that they're going to do something, and they're going to just do chess. And then
a little bit of bias.
That's it. Right, that's it. And they walk around, and then maybe shake somebody's hand, and then get out of there.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, hey, what you doing over here? Oh, how many times a week you come? Nah, I just trying to get back into it. It's been a while. I've been busy with work.
That's exactly what they say.
So I'm starting new today. Yeah. You want to be those assholes, go right ahead, all right? But you guys are the ones that are personally screwing it up for everybody else, especially women.
Yeah.
And that is a big problem. And I don't know how that rectifies itself, but if you're out there, know that this is you. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think along with that, if you are unsure of things, what I've noticed is, like, if you find, like, the big, giant, quiet powerlifter dude, a lot of the times, they're, like, the nicest people. Like, if you want to ask them something.
Because they get it.
They're hardcore. And every gym will have a giant, massive, super quiet, super humble, sticks to himself or herself guy.
Yeah.
Or girl. And they look terrifying. But you should ask them. Don't ask the guy who's trying to be an Instagram influencer.
Yeah, I was taking a selfie.
Yeah. Stay away
in the
from
gym.
That person. No.
It's always going to be those guys. Yes, they're quiet because they know what they're in there for.
Yes.
They know what they're doing, and they're not there to BS around.
Yeah.
So they're going to look scary, but it's don't judge the book.
Yeah.
By the cover.
Yeah. And a lot of them want to help. Like, I love to help people, but I've been told I look terrifying when I'm in the gym.
Well,
so.
You do have that look.
Because I do have pretty mean RBF. But yeah, that's a person to ask. So, right. But what if, like, okay, so that the whole thing about working in, do you think it's a dick move to say, like, if it's not busy at all,
yeah,
and someone's like, can I work in? Can you just be like, I got like one or two sets left, so can I just say no?
Oh, that situation. Okay,
I'm wondering about that.
That's another option.
I don't know about that myself personally, that's why. So it's not busy.
Okay.
At all, the gym. This is the scenario. What do you think?
It comes down to what specific machine you're using.
Yeah.
If there's multiples of them.
Oh, okay.
If there's multiples of them, then what are you doing, guy?
Yeah.
If there's only one lat pull down machine in the entire facility,
then
we got an issue.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just one of those things.
That's a great point.
You know, I've seen the weirdest of weird, where I've seen the infamous lineup of treadmills. Honolulu Club has there's a good row of 15 treadmills.
Yes.
And usually when I meet a client before I meet them, they warm up on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do your little 5-minute, 10-minute little walk.
Get the heart rate up a little bit.
So he's the only one in the lineup of treadmills that morning. I, of course, go to the next treadmill. To going to be like, you know, hey, what's up? Woman comes out of nowhere, decides to want to go on the treadmill that I was standing on, talking to my client, as there are about 14 or 15 other treadmills readily available. She wanted that specific treadmill.
She did a full-on, excuse me, I want this?
It was, are you using it? It's always the, are you using it line.
What?
Excuse me, are you using this? And I'm like, no. So I'm like, did you want to go on this one? I'll just go on the other one next to you then. How about the other one next to you there? I kind of told her, you know, I indirectly told these people, fuck
you. Right, yeah.
But I don't.
But
But then, so then, you know, I'm just going, well, I'm just going to go walk over to the other side and talk to you over here because this side's taken. And of course, she's clueless. She's old.
Of course.
So, yeah. but then that's, you have that.
That's insane.
On the other end of just 15 treadmills.
Yeah.
She decided to take the one that I just happened to be standing next to because the client was at, and this is the end of the treadmill lineup. So, client is at the end of the treadmill lineup. Okay. There's a whole lineup of them. Treadmill, I'm right over there. We got 12 other ones freely ready to go.
And that's just in that one area.
She don't want any of those. She wants the one right next to him and the one that I'm standing on.
Don't be that person.
So, you see? No. Social awkwardness.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
That is...
It happens when you get older. I don't know if it happens when you're younger, too. Probably. Any time. It doesn't matter. Entitlement is a thing.
Yeah.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Don't be that person, gang. Okay? Well, speaking of entitlement, that goes on to the next one, is to put away your weights when you're done. I say this as a former fitness floor person who worked at Honolulu
Put
Club.
Put the weights back on the rack.
Put the damn weights that's away. Right. If you're strong enough to pick them up, you're strong enough to put them back.
Wow. Well, that's a shirt. Yes, always put the weights back on the rack. I miss the intercom of gyms. Remember when gyms had intercoms?
The intercom.
It would be like, you know, like, well, I don't know if you went to Gold's Gym or like Punahou Spa or like 24 Hour Fitness. They always have an intercom and it'd be a guy who would, quick announcement, put the weights back on the rack and we're closing in 10 minutes. I miss that. I miss.
Well, Honolulu Club had the intercom.
They did have an intercom for like a while, and then they got, I don't know what happened. They cut it off.
Oh, they did. Okay. Well, when I worked at the front desk, they did.
There was an intercom,
right.
Yeah. And it was just good to get that message from God.
Yes.
I don't know if any gym does an intercom anymore.
Oh, that was fun. You know? I used to love doing the intercom.
Or be like, you know, you got a call on line one. I mean, does anybody do that anymore? Is there intercoms?
I don't think
so. Supermarkets don't have intercoms.
That's right. Supermarkets don't have intercoms.
Long's doesn't have intercom.
And they used to. You're right.
Right? Call line one.
Line one, yeah.
Gardening, line two.
Pharmacy, line three.
Right? What happened to that? Interesting.
Huh.
Can we do a show on that?
Yeah, intercoms.
Can we do
what's up
with intercoms? What's the deal with
intercoms? Yeah, that's the next fitness topic. But yeah, put the weights back on the rack, whether you're yelling it to the guy or you're doing it yourself. Please.
There is this put one guy back. At the Honolulu Club. I ended up really hating him. Oh. He was this Holly guy. He was in his 50s and he had a ponytail. Of course, he had a ponytail.
Of course.
He would always do this. He would load up the leg press machine with all of the 45 plates, do about like 10 quarter reps, and then walk away.
Wow.
So one time, I had it. I was pissed.
Yeah? What did you
do? So he walked away, and then I walked over and I said something really loud. I was like, really? And I started grabbing the weights and slamming them onto the rack, like the tree to hold. Really? I was just like slamming it, like loud. And like, damn it. And he comes over and he's like, oh, sorry. I was going to put it away. I'm like, you weren't.
He never puts it away.
Asshole. You never put it away.
Well played. I like it. Well
but
done.
But anyway, yeah.
Well
so please,
done.
Put your weights away.
Don't put the weights back on the rack.
Don't do that. That's really jerk move.
That's right. It's not Gold's Gym.
I think only like Arnold could do that. Nobody else.
Nah.
He wouldn't. I don't think he would do that. But
I don't. No one should do that.
Nobody should. But like, if anybody
does that, just an ass.
Let him have it.
Straight up.
Yeah.
You're gonna put up this stuff. I mean, you're just gonna put your this. It's just disrespectful beyond. That's like the number one, I think.
It is. It's super disrespectful. I mean, it says a lot about you. You're a garbage person if you do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're in a public place and other people are going to be using something that you previously used, and you got to make it ready for the next person because that other person made it ready for you.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I think that's the worst of all of them.
It is. It really is. It's the most.
Not putting the weights back on the rack.
Yeah. But the last one I have, though.
Oh.
So this one, I think we can maybe. You might have some stories about it. Like it's about spotting. And when I say about spotting, so for those of you who don't know, that's like if you're by yourself and you're gonna do the most common thing that people spot, or let's be honest, it's dudes, is bench press.
Yeah.
Make sure you communicate both ways in the sense of if you're the spotter, you tell him or her how you do your spotting.
How to spot it.
And the person that needs the assistance, you tell that person as well.
Yeah.
Because I remember I normally will ask somebody that works there at the UH gym to spot me. But if nobody's around, then I haven't been in that gym in a year.
Excuse me. Guess what? We own Fast Guy. You did that one time?
I did it once, and I'll never do it ever again.
Okay.
Because I made it very clear. I said, okay, I'm going to go for, it's going to be a heavy triple for me. If I need help, I'll tell you, but you don't have to do anything. I'll say help, then you can help. He's like, oh, yeah, got it. I'm like, okay. So the first one, fine. He doesn't do anything. Second one, I'm starting to struggle. I'm pushing. All of a sudden, he comes in, swoops in, yanks it from me, and I'm already pushing. So the thing goes flying up, and I almost knock him out with the weight because he's so far over to pull it up.
Oh.
And I rack it, and I'm like, I'm frazzled at that point, right? Because I almost took his teeth out.
Right.
He's like, oh. And, you know, I should have asked an older guy. This was a young student.
Oh.
So
once again,
but anyway, what I normally do if I need the spot is I will say, first you tell them what you're going to do, so they know, like, oh, I'm going to do 8 reps or I'm going to do 3 reps, so they know how long to watch. And then they say, I normally just say, you don't have to do anything until I say help, the word help.
Correct.
If you're the spotter, I also tell people, I tell them, I'm not going to help you unless you say help.
Correct.
Does that sound?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, once again, socially awkwardness continues. And if you're going to do this, and if you're going to get the spot, if you're going to call for a spot, buyer beware.
It is buyer beware.
Because what did we talk about earlier about these guys walking around putting their face on the mirror? What are these guys? What are these taking selfies? What are these guys shaking hands? What are these guys saying? Yeah, it's my first time back. I'm gonna come back. Do you really want to trust those gentlemen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So if you're really gonna try and max out on something, make a friend.
Yeah.
Or get to know one of the workers.
Yeah.
Because if you ask somebody randomly, you're gonna get random behavior.
Ah, that's a good point.
And that's what's gonna happen.
Random behavior.
Because I've heard it all. Hey, guess what? One time, I was gonna do it. Okay, so I'm gonna get on myself up, but then after that, I good. Okay, just help me. Okay, you have that guy. Okay, I'm gonna try for a tree, right? Okay, I'm gonna try for a tree, maybe, and then you'll be da-da-da-da-da, and then he's gonna mumble off some shit that you're not gonna catch, but he's gonna just go.
Yeah.
You're not even understanding what he's saying.
Yeah.
So you have that guy, and then you have the one. Okay, so I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, and then I say tree. So make sure on the tree. That's when you go leave him, help me up, and give me up. A tree, then you lick the bar. There's that guy. Okay. So, the solution? Make a friend.
Yeah. I mean,
get
that
the employee.
That's the best.
Do not ask these random a-holes, because you're going to get a-hole results.
You are.
Because they're not going to know what they're doing. Because they don't work out. Either that, or they're going to be shy. Either that, or they're just going to be stupid. Either that, or they're just going to be men. And it's going to be how they are.
Yeah.
So forget it.
Well, have you experienced or heard of, like, I've heard of this where, it didn't ever happen to me, where a woman was doing a relatively heavy load, and then a guy, like, I'm going to rescue the woman.
Oh, right.
Tries to, like, help her, and
I know,
like,
that situation.
Dude, didn't ever, why, leave me alone, that kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I have not seen that at Honolulu Club.
Oh, that's good.
I've seen the few women that do bench, they just are like, I'm just gonna bench by myself, I'm not gonna ask anybody, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck, and I've seen them get stuck, and they're just like, the bar's there, and they're just trying to just,
yeah, dump it.
There's that.
Okay.
So it sucks. It really sucks.
It's tricky. Yeah.
Because the woman is by herself, and she knows already, she's already ahead of the game and knows, I'm not going to ask anybody or bother anybody or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck, and then you get stuck, and then it sucks. And make friends.
Make friends. Or stick to dumbbells. You know, hey, you can do that too.
Dumbbells are tricky too for spotting.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's true. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
Okay, so this bench open one. Okay, so I'm gonna try two. Okay, just make sure, just grab from underneath. Okay, grab from underneath over here.
That's
grab
right, I forgot, because you can...
From the elbow over here, okay? Yeah. So, not over here, okay? Try help me over here. Just get me over here by the elbow joint.
Yeah.
Can. Okay, so we're going to go 1, 2, 3. At 3, you go over here. I've seen that shit.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Dumbbells ain't no...
It's... Yeah.
No, okay. It ain't no advantage. All right? It's the same bullshit. Once again, make friends. Do not ask these random assholes to spot you on anything.
Okay.
Anything.
Yeah, well, and you, that's right. And like, even for like squat, I just make sure to set the safeties, you know, at a safe spot. So when if I have to, well, I don't squat anymore, but because I have scoliosis.
Oh.
Telling it tell all right here on the show. No, I just have a crooked spine. That's all that means. But anyway, that's what I wanted. I needed validation. Sorry. It doesn't affect me in any way, but you know, I just can't squat. That does make me sad. So what you want to do is just make sure to set the safeties and then just dump it. Don't ask somebody to help you spot, because it's a really technical thing. And I've seen horror stories on the internet of guys that mean well that spot, and what they end up doing, especially for a woman, is you start groping when you didn't mean to grope because you don't know how to spot.
Well, you guys want a date out there.
You're welcome. With consent, obviously.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Squat rack.
Yeah.
There's these things called the safety bars. People don't want to use this for what this is going to be. That's what you put there, and then you measure it off to the depth that you're trying to go.
Yes.
Which hopefully it's like a real squat, because that's a whole other series.
That's a whole other, yeah.
Of what a squat is, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the spot itself, you got the guy that grabs underarms. You got that guy.
That guy.
You've got the groper guy.
Yeah.
There should be no guy.
Yeah.
Just get the safety bars.
Just set the.
And then if you can't get up, then you just.
You just dump it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good night with that.
Yeah. Good night with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's all I actually had for today.
All right. Okay. Good, nice, so, good fun.
After this episode, you should be experts in the gym and ship. No problem. No problem at all.
No, right, and in the new world.
Oh, in the new world.
With the 25% capacity.
Yes.
We are in tier two.
Tier two.
So,
yeah.
Whatever that means for the gym that you go to.
Yeah.
Yes.
But keep that in mind.
All right. That was some good tips. That was fun. It's good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun for the kids. Yes.
Yeah.
So, what's coming up on the network?
Okay, well, being that the show comes out on Friday and I have shows on Wednesday, which I'm trying to do every week now, I can't talk about the Wednesday show because it'll be moot, because this show will be on Friday.
But you can catch it on the show.
On Instagram. Yes. So Andrea Topola will be on. OG Libo will be performing next week. After that will be Valentine's Show Extravaganza, February 14th. That's February a Sunday. 6:30 p.m.
Is it a Sunday or a Saturday?
Valentine's Day is on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yep, get ready. Love and Christ combine. And
as
we're gonna
it
have
should be. This Christian podcast.
Let's not extend this show any further.
Okay.
So Valentine's show, 6:30 PM. We're gonna talk about sex. We're gonna talk about dating.
All the things that matter in life.
Yes, the local MILF will return. Everyone's favorite debutante. And we're gonna have musical performances as well. Should be a fun show. It's going to be just a fun show. All female guests. Sunday night.
Sisters doing it for themselves.
Right. The anti-Valentine show is what it really is called.
Yeah.
Because we all know Valentine sucks. It's a stupid, contrived holiday. So let's all unite to just be like, let's just talk about stuff that's going on, that love ain't all great. It's not all the greatest. So let's talk about it. So that's that.
Keeping it real.
That's it. And that is the coming weeks as of right now.
And always on the Thursday, Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. We have the 94 Hip Hop Show, which will never end for the test of time, which will give me a coronary by, I think, August. And then, of course, we have Fitness Fridays.
Fitness Fridays.
In summer, will you put the episode out on Friday as you did last week? We're going to keep that consistent.
That's right.
And
That's right.
And you know what? I'm going to put this out there as well. Anybody out there that is, believe it or not, digging this show... And has a product or wants to sponsor the show.
Oh, that's right.
fitness related or what have you. At this point, we're not talking much of fitness anyway, but we can if it's your product, and we can if it's not. All right, so shout out to anybody that wants to sponsor the show.
We're well spoken and witty, and we'll zhuzh it up for you.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
So we'll mention you. We'll mention your company,
yeah.
Brand, what have you. Why not?
Fitness, exactly.
The other F word is this program.
Please. So don't forget. So sleeptimesover.com. Get your merch. I do like this hat.
It looks great on you. You have a hat face.
You
have a cute hat face.
I think so. I am going to embrace that about myself.
And, you know, shout out to you giving the financial advice. I got to give this out before we go.
Oh, right.
The financial video that you did on Instagram. You explained the GameStop hedge fund thing.
My real
fantastic,
job.
Fantastic, right? You look great. You should have seen. I tell you, people out there, you know, she wasn't wearing any pants when she was doing the video. Her legs, 5 mics. Get that out there.
Thank you.
Boys and girls.
Call me.
And you got this hat. Right? This is now becoming infomercial. For
only
summer's dating.
Fans.
Yeah, OnlyFans. Please, for the love of God, email her.
Swayze.
Please.
At sleeptimesover.com.
All things holy. Email her.
All right, gang. As always, thank you so much for joining us this week. Please join us next week. And in the meantime, wash your damn hands.
Okay.